Will the Nice Panthers and Pine Island Dolphins find their first win of the season? Will the Hawks rebound this week against the Mustangs? And what about the Sharks and Knights? All this and much more coming up on the 320-81 Scoreboard Show.
It's time for the 320-81 Scoreboard Show. Let's recap the latest weekly scores and highlights from around the county.
Hello, I'm Todd, and welcome to the 320-81 Scoreboard Show. We have a lot to get you caught up on, so let's get to it. First up, the Pine Island Dolphins travel down International Parkway to take on the Passetti Bay Wildcats JV squad in search of their first win of the season. Let's check in with our Dolphins sideline reporter, Sean, and see how the Fins fared.
On Wednesday, the Dolphins continued their season of firsts, capturing the first win in Pine Island history on the road at Passetti Bay Middle School. In only their third game, the Dolphins came out strong, scoring 34 points in the first half. The Fins would add their sixth and final touchdown in the second half en route to a decisive 40-14 victory over the Wildcats. Jack Hoover had three touchdowns, including a 40-yard run in the first half that put the Dolphins up 18-0 and followed by a 35-yard touchdown reception in the second half. Quarterback John Hetzel had a 20-yard touchdown run and passed for a few more, including a 35-yard touchdown reception by Connor Meadows, the second of two for Meadows, who also had a 10-yard touchdown carry in the first half. Defensively, sacks by Art Davis Bayer, John Hetzel, Jack Hoover, and an interception by Ethan Finley contained the Wildcats to just 14 points, once again cutting in half the points allowed from the previous two games. The Dolphins will face the Wolves of Liberty Pines next week at Plantation Park. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. Reporting for the 320-81 Scoreboard, I'm Sean Finley.
Thanks, Sean. Other SJMSAA scores from around the area. Landrum defeated the Passetti Bay varsity team 26-0. The Flyers continue to fly high as they met up with Sebastian at Creekside High School and took home a W by a score of 38-12. The Palm Valley Bobcats defeated the Liberty Pine Wolves 20-0. And the Hawks from Valley Ridge took down the Mustangs of Mill Creek 20-14. We did not get a score this week from the Gamble Rogers Murray game. Turning our attention to high school, the Nice Panthers traveled over to Orange Park in search of their first win of the season. So it's time to check in with Coach Pecatonis and see if the Panthers were able to chalk one up in the win column.
Representing the Nice Panthers football team, this is Coach Pecatonis. The Panthers won their first game of the season tonight over the Orange Park Raiders 27-12. The Panthers came out strong with once again rushing TDs by Sam Milton and Marcus Stokes. Stokes added another pass to get Gavin Gaminer later in the quarter. The Nice defense also had an outstanding game, holding the Orange Park offense three times on fourth down. The Panthers are home this week against Sandalwood with a 320-81 Scoreboard Show. This is Coach Pecatonis from Orange Park High School in Orange Park.
And that Nice game this Friday will be homecoming against Sandalwood, and kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock. The Pontevedra Sharks were trying to keep their win streak alive when they hosted Menendez. Here is our very own Brady Okla with the update.
Pontevedra Sharks have defeated the Menendez Falcons with a final score of 34-13. Sharks had a dominant rushing performance split between running backs Griffin Owen and Brian Case for the night. Ben Burke's own rushing yards also contributed to a big gain and a touchdown late in the game. Lincoln strike from quarterback Ben Burke to Wyatt Rogers resulted in a long field touchdown. Defensively, the Sharks were dominant, only allowing 13 points all night. Defensive leader Trooper Price intercepted a pass and gave the momentum right back to the offense for the Sharks all night. The Sharks look to take on Palm Coast on the road next week.
The Sharks moved to 2-2 on the season, and as Brady said, they will host Flagler Palm Coast, while the Falcons host Gainesville this Friday night for 7 o'clock kickoffs. For Pontevedra and Flagler, this will be the first district game of the season for both teams. The Bears of Barton Trail were looking to keep their 4-0 record unblemished when they welcomed the Yellow Jackets. The Bears defeated St. Augustine 59-37 to go 5-0 on the season, and the Yellow Jackets are 2-3. The Bears will host 3-1 Fleming Island, while St. Augustine will travel to Matanzas. The Tocoi Toros improved their record to 4-1 with a 26-21 victory over Clay. The Toros will travel to Palatka this Friday for a 7 o'clock kickoff. The Creekside Knights and Mandarin Mustangs squared off against each other in a matchup that is very close to being called a rivalry of sorts. The Knights took this year's contest 37-27 and will travel to Oakleaf this Friday for a 7 o'clock start. The Beachside Barracudas traveled to Ridgeview this past Friday night and came away with a win, 42-15, and improved their inaugural season record to 3-1. The Barracudas will be traveling to the Hilliard Red Flashes this Friday night. Those are your football scores for the area. Please remember to subscribe to the show on your streaming platform of choice. We do the show for the community and helps us gauge the level of interest. I'm the Todd, and thank you for listening to the Scoreboard Show on the 32081.
Thank you for listening to the 32081. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
Please don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can join us for the next episode.
I never miss an episode. It's the best.
Until next time, take care.